All right. Let's turn to the book of Matthew chapter 26. One verse this evening. Verse 39. Matthew 26, verse 39. I know we're going to have our annual budget business meeting here in just a moment. I'm going to keep that in mind as I preach this message and be quick and to the point as much as that is possible within me. All right? Matthew 26 and verse 39, would you stand with me as we read from the Word of God? The title of the message is Obedience is Difficult. Maybe I should say obedience may be difficult. Matthew 26, verse 39. We're speaking of Jesus. He's gone with His disciples into the Garden of Gethsemane to pray just before He is denied by His apostles and betrayed by Judas. And we pick up His prayer in verse 39. It says, He went a little farther and fell on His face and prayed, saying, Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as You will. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank You. We thank You for the example of Jesus Christ, who is willing to give His life as a sacrifice for our sins. Now, Lord, may we never shy away from doing Your will and answering Your call, because it's difficult. Father, we want to be faithful in 2021. Give us the strength. Give us courage. Equip us with what we need to faithfully serve You in the new year. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Jesus said in John chapter 5, verse 30, I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. Isn't that our desire? We're not here to seek our will. Whether we're talking about generalities in business meetings or our conduct outside here, it's not about us, right? We can all agree on that. So with that in mind, whatever God leads us to do, we'll do it. There we go. With that in mind, whatever God leads us, calls us to do, that's what we will do. So what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is that oftentimes the things that God calls us to can be hard, be difficult. It may require sacrifice. Let me rephrase that. It probably will require personal sacrifice. It will require your time. You ever heard people say, I just don't have time? No, you just don't, are not willing to give the time or make the time to serve the Lord. It will certainly require effort. Sometimes it may even require personal loss, which is the case of Jesus here. Jesus, in His prayer, He prays, Father, let this cup pass from me. Now, that is not the prayer of someone that's looking forward to what lies ahead. That's not the prayer. Lord, I'm excited that I'm going to have the privilege to wear that crown of thorns. Father, I'm excited that I'm going to have the privilege to let them nail those nails into my hands. Father, I'm excited that I'm going to be spat upon and beaten and mocked. That's not what he prayed. Father, if it be your will, let this cup pass from me. And the reason that he prayed that prayer is because he, being God in the flesh, knew everything that was ahead. He knew Judas was going to betray him. He knew Peter and the other apostles would deny their relationship with him. He knew the beating, the vicious crowd, the cries of crucify him. He knew what awaited him. He knew every bit of it in advance. So he prayed that prayer. If it's possible, let this cup pass from me. But the end of that prayer is what is so that's so interesting. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. Are you ready to pray that prayer in 2021? Now listen, folks, look at the preacher and say, boy, he's got something's ahead. No, I don't know what's ahead, all right? I don't know what 2021 holds. I don't have a clue. But I do know that somewhere in the course of 2021, if we're going to serve the Lord, we're going to have to be able to pray that prayer, Lord, even though it's hard, thy will be done. Even though I'm not having the greatest of times, Lord, thy will be done. Even though it will cost me personally, your will be done. See, it goes against all that this world, the world that we live in, says that we should be. You know, sacrificing for the good of others. Doing things we don't want to do. Willing to do the hard thing. That's just so contrary to the mentality of the world of what's in it for me. Well, I just want to remind all of us tonight. You remember, Sunday night, the last Sunday night of the year, I preached that it may get difficult serving the Lord. Like I say, I don't know what the future holds, but I pretty much know if you serve the Lord, there will be times when you have to make tough decisions. Be willing to do the hard stuff. Even at personal loss, even at doing the things you don't want to do, when God calls, let our response be, nevertheless, Heavenly Father, thy will be done. That's what obedience looks like. Let's stand. We're going to have a dismiss this portion of our service tonight and ask the Lord's blessing upon our business meeting portion of the service. And I will ask if Lee, would you lead us in prayer?